Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the Democratic primary, I went with the top person. It's terrible, but yeah, I did. Look, I didn't know enough about
it. Alphabetical that
You've
way
got or? James W. Shaw or Wilton Simpson?
We can double
Donnie
check
Simpson?
When the real...
Let's do it.
Hey, you know what? Donnie's so lucky Donnie would win.
Yeah.
He Donnie would just come down again, and it was just like, hey, what's your slogan? My slogan is, hey, man, stay cool.
No, and it then, would just be, his slogan would just be, hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, how you doing, man? Well, I think that down here in Florida, you know, we're pretty moist down here. We have rainy season.
Yeah. Right. It's wet
but even
all
now,
the time.
It's so dry up here, Mike. I saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog.
It is so dry. It is so dry. I saw a robin going into a local CVS to buy Vagisil.
The doctor said in the hospital to me, he says, that's when you get on LinkedIn and start looking for a donor at 16.
Is that where you effing have to go, LinkedIn?
I think he was joking at the time, but...
Oh, good time to joke, doc.
Everybody knows the action's on TikTok.
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. How are you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show coming to you on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
How are you from great cities, Brantford, Connecticut, Hunters, Washington? Let's see.
Hold on. What's the matter?
Why isn't that working? I'm just having problems with stuff because I'm trying to do things.
Syracuse, New York.
Just having fun.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I was doing
Excuse
it.
Excuse us.
Maybe I just do the whole show like that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska.
That'll blow an amp out.
McMinnville, Tennessee.
Where's your subwoofer?
Hey, maybe I ought to turn it down. Huh? Let me turn it down.
It's a little hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coming in hot.
What makes you think that, Oscar?
That's better. Sounds
How's that? Is that better?
Sultry and sensual.
Now, if you talk regularly in a high voice through that machine, how does it sound?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
It's like Mrs. and Mrs. Satan.
Who's that crackpot DJ that was like a ladies' man? What was his name?
Bad Billy Warner? No, no, no.
The Maze.
The Maze. The Maze. Yeah.
Maze control line. Maze control line.
The Maze.
Hey, how are you?
His cousin, The Miz, did something.
That
with
thing
himself.
Is the biggest. This is the biggest
piece. You have never been happy with those.
They're terrible. They're consumer grade, and we've never had one that's, been really good. So I'm turning it off now. I'll turn it off. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're happy to have you along. I was actually going to start the show with that thing, but it's just so cheap.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Madonna.
Power 95 with Maze. Hi, who is this?
Oh, no.
This is when he's a creep.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes,
all right, stop.
Have I seen you?
Just stop it right there, and then we'll pick it right back up. All right, so the Maze, this is an audition. This has to be explained because we've gone too long without playing it. This is back in the old Don and Mike show days. We had this tape, and it was an audition tape that we got our hands on from this disc jockey who was applying to a radio station in Washington or all over the country. And, back in the cruel days of radio, when, the program director would throw the audition tapes to the disc jockey.
He probably paid top dollar to have it FedExed.
Or Don was the program director and he got it himself. I don't know how he got it. It was funny. We played it. We got obsessed with the guy.
This is real.
And it's a real, from a radio station in the middle of the Midwest that this
Kalamazoo,
guy is on.
Isn't it?
Kalamazoo. Yeah. Well, I knew it was Kalamazoo, but he's going to say that later on.
Okay.
You see. You see. And so the idea was that the maze, as that was his, I don't know whether he got lost in a maze when he, or a corn maze when he was a kid, but that was his DJ name.
This is sad. I know this, Mike. I think his name was Kevin Mazer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you know this, that's good. So yeah. Kevin Mazer was known as the maze, and everything was like horrible about this tape until this guy who sounds like he is 4'8" and weighs 390 pounds, and he has a girl call him on his radio show who is obviously his sister,
cousin,
or cousin, yeah, or a plant of some kind, and she is pretending that she is interested in him. And he feigns and pretends that he gets hundreds of calls and has dated hundreds of women where he is probably not even all that familiar with his right hand. And the funny part of this is just the absolute horrific acting that is done on this audition tape from this young man who has chosen radio as a profession. So if I have set that up properly, listen to a piece of so bad it's good theater that I think you will be amused like we have been, oh, these many decades.
Yes, so true.
This is, what is his full name, Rob?
I believe it's Kevin Mazer.
You know.
This is a classic.
It's Kevin Mazer. It's, Rob knows his name.
Yeah, he probably found him on Facebook.
It's
Which I, happy that's what birthday, I love about Rob.
Kevin Mazer, otherwise known as The Maze.
All right.
From Power 95. Power 95 with The Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Ugh. Why? Do I know you?
Yuck.
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with
you? All right,
now
stop it right there. Okay, yeah. So the idea of the acting is, and I don't know if you can rewind it.
I can.
You can?
Yeah.
So he says recognize, which is not proper English, it's but wrong. I will tell you. And then he says, is this Marianne? She says no before he gets it out.
Right.
This is the timing that is the maze.
This is not it didn't work like this in rehearsal.
It didn't work like this when they were rehearsing.
All right,
but
here we go.
Back, it's fun to listen.
Back to Kevin, all right?
Kevin. Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
Oh, 1,000.
Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
This guy.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
That's the worst. I want to still. All right, turn it off. Turn it off. That's enough.
I want
to
throw up.
I know. It's so bad.
After so all
gross.
These years.
And that's the
that
audition.
That narrows
tape.
It down to 1,000.
And the thing is that he's going into, and this is, if you have any radio experience, you'll realize he's going into a cold intro. It should be tighter than that. And he still screws it up.
No,
it's horrible.
It's a creep factor.
It is a creep factor.
Yeah, why so many men get into the radio business
Kevin.
To start with. Kevin Mazer, how the hell do you pull that?
I have no
how
idea.
How do you have that in your memory banks? That
got
is
the weirdest things. Got the weirdest
oh,
things up here.
Oh, my God. Well, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. It's voting day here in Florida. Let me pull the camera shot out just a wee bit here so you can see that I did my duty.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, you got the sticker.
Oh, nice. In Spanish.
Yeah, there you go. I want to just zoom in on that
vote.
A little bit. Yo voté. And then
were they offering
on the
stickers
side,
for the kids that say
on the American side you can see I voted. So
future voter. I like that when they hand stickers.
We got one
kids.
For Michael.
That's sweet.
But it's wonderful. So, yes, I won't tell you my choices. That would not be proper. I will say that it's after you get through the Democratic primary for governor and senator, I feel like Dennis Murphy singing the national anthem. Because I look down the list and I go, I'm sorry.
This is where name recognition comes into place.
That's where name recognition. It's what it's all about. They were talking about that today.
Kennedy. All right.
Yeah. Roosevelt. So,
yeah. It was. Now, I will tell you this. It's difficult for me to talk about this because it violates what I talk about. But I'm going to brag because I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag because I'm 63. I'm going to brag because it doesn't happen very often. And I'm going to brag because it was special for me. And if you don't like that and you're like, oh, who cares what you do in a golf course? I was very, very pleased today to announce that I shot my career low score. I've done it twice in my golfing career. The last time, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm very happy that I shot a 74 today and was very, very excited. Thank you.
Golf
Thank
clap.
You.
Literal golf
Thank you.
Clap.
I know you don't care, but it's all right. Just wanted to share that. It was fun. I do this all the time.
Like,
so,
that's pro level.
Yeah, when were you at the...
No,
when,
it's not pro level. It's that'd be 64 if it was pro level.
When were you aware that you were... on track to have such a great score? Did you realize
when I shot even
nine?
Par on the front nine?
Okay. Okay.
That's when I started thinking about it. I had a sore back and it was fun. And it was just, it was, you know, one of those days where it kind of was, you know, when you do it this often and you're out there and it's your number one hobby, mm-hmm. You know, let me give you the priorities of my life.
Mm-hmm.
God, my country.
Yes.
Golf. My family,
yes.
This radio show, and world peace.
In that
so now
order?
That you know that, what's that?
In that order?
Oh, you can just put it in one of those Monopoly ball bins and shake it up and see what spits out.
All right.
See what poops out when you do
Did
that.
Did your friends know you were having a record day?
Probably not the record, but everybody knows you're playing well.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in a competition. Today it was individual. So, you know, not like I make a living out there, but let's just say pretty good day for the old boy today.
Made up for the
yes,
losses.
Because, yeah. Shh, don't tell anybody. We gamble.
What's this?
We gamble.
That's gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and
I never slice. So anyway, that's it. Voting day today, I'm not proud of the fact that I'm right next to Carla. Tightest Tupperware. They made it. They did two things here in the state of Florida. They moved us to a new polling place. So we got to our rec center in the town I live in, mm-hmm. and they moved us to a church over on the other side of town that looked like a kind of a prefab aluminum building that we went into. Didn't matter to me.
Lee County elections.
No, it's first variant of God, isn't it, the church?
They said, here's a number, see if it matches the number. First variant of God, that's funny.
I'm looking
at
your supervisor of elections. This is this is current.
He looks honest.
No, let's not spread that rumor. Come on, we're not playing that
game. You know what? He looks nice.
Doesn't he look like Donald Trump?
He does. Tommy Doyle.
And he probably is. And he's wearing a red tie.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
It's hilarious. Welcome to the world.
It's painful. I'm going to bring it up.
The way it is.
This is Tommy Doyle. We're going to move that disc jockey off to the church to vote.
I was being. There he is. Okay. There he is.
Tom E. Doyle. Great. Thomas Doyle is his
Tom
given
E.
name.
Tom E. Doyle. Doyle.
Doyle.
There
celebrity
he,
sighting? Did you see him?
No, I didn't see him. I saw a big fat guy sitting outside of the polling place saying, welcome, go inside. You know, and
was he offering a sample ballot?
Nope.
Just hanging out?
No, one guy, I think, for the one of the Republican primary candidates for Congress was sitting outside on a chair.
Oh, good for him.
And you kind of didn't see him. You just came in and did it. And
do you vote on the Spanish one or the English one? Which one do you vote?
I voted on the English one. I didn't have a Spanish ballot. I didn't do that.
I have an option.
But, you know, it was fine. And
was it a Scantron or like a computer screen?
I have it right
no,
here.
No, I filled it out with a pen and then put it in a folder
ballot.
and then I fed it into the machine.
Very good.
We'll see what happens.
It's a great privilege, Mike, to vote.
Look, I still like it. I will tell you, though, this might be called Democrat paranoia down here. I felt very weird that they moved me to a different polling place. I don't know why that happened. And then
I like
they
that
made
paranoid.
Me they made me verify with initials that the number of the ballot was the number of the ballot.
Mm.
And I guess that's to improve voter safety, although are you having an orange smash?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a Celsius.
It's a Celsius. Celsius. Initialing is very key and hard to forge, so that'll help.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on, but it was...
Was your voting box right near a fireplace or anything?
You know, it just was very interesting. It was kind of old tech, high tech.
Yeah.
I fill it out in pen, and then I put it in this little machine that sucks it in like a printer would, the thing. And Carla was next to me. She was running errands, and I called her on the phone. I said, they moved us to a different polling place. She said, where are you? I said, I'm almost home. She said, I'll meet you at the polling place. And we went over and we voted together, which is kind of our thing that we do, at least in the primary. And now we'll see if my candidate wins the primary and if my candidate wins the. But everybody, arguably, it's going to be a very tough race because this is turning into a red state.
This is where I go dealer's choice. If I'm voting for the commissioner of agriculture.
Yes. Who are our choices?
I went for that. You know what I did with those? In the Democratic primary, I went with the top person. It's terrible, but I didn't know enough about
it. Alphabetical that
You've
way
got or? James W. Shaw or Wilton Simpson. I'm a Simpsons fan. I'm going Simpson.
It doesn't matter.
Wilton.
We can double
Donnie
check
Simpson?
When the real.
Let's do it.
Agriculture.
Wilton.
Hey, you know what? Donnie's so lucky. Donnie would win.
Yeah.
Donnie would just come down again, and it was just like, hey, what's your slogan? My slogan is, hey, man, stay cool.
His slogan would just be, hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, how you doing, man? How do you feel about you? And Donnie Simpson for Commissioner of Agriculture. How you doing, man? That's what it would be.
Name recognition.
That's
yes.
true.
Right?
That's it. They're talking about that.
Yeah.
That's why one guy might win for government. I exercise my right to vote, even though the world tells you. I don't care if the world tells you that someone's going to win. You get out. You get out and do it anyway. Yep. Are you both wearing purple today? Are you both wearing a hue of purple?
I've got a checker.
Yeah, and it looks almost like we're dance partners on Lawrence
It's like
Welk.
Violet, right?
Yeah,
is it a violet?
Yeah. It is
the camera
purple.
That sharp?
Yes.
Or
yes.
I was just wondering whether my
violet.
Camera was playing tricks on me or something like
we
that.
We inadvertently matched like dancing partners.
You said that.
We've
already.
Got practice.
But that's the fact. I mean, well, we can't that's wear good. The same outfit.
All right. Well, anyway, I voted. Proud of it. I'll let you know. The real one's in November, so that's when it counts.
School board district one, I'd vote for Stout.
Who's the other one?
Fanny?
Yeah. By the way, I believe these are all losers. I believe down ballot,
you sound
mostly
like
losers.
You sound like Trump when you say that.
I think these are losers. And we don't know what's going to go on. I do the growling drum now. You're never going to win with that ballot. School board, down ballot. Anyway.
President Trump, I'm sorry, ex-President Trump, would you vote for anyone named Stout?
Stout. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle. Here's my spout. And what's the hell's going on?
You're not a teapot, sir.
Right. Getting on to other subjects on the Mike O'Mara Show, Rob. Now, Oscar, I ask you this before we get to the update.
I'm scared.
Rob has a health update
scared.
For us. But let's get the update first from his MRI. This is your liver doctor that
liver
reached
doctor
out?
Liver doctor at Georgetown. And the thing is that we were wondering why it took him a couple days. He was on vacation, it turns out.
It is the season.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
His nurse loved telling me that.
For those of you in the Rob Mob or TMOS Nation, or if you're Micaholics, know this.
Or the Oscar Posse.
Mm-hmm. No. I think we're the Santana Maniacs.
The Oscarazzi.
The Santana Maniacs.
It would be Santaniacs.
Santaniacs.
Yeah. I like Oscarazzi.
I do too.
Whatever you guys want.
Right.
Know that your good old buddy Rob rolls in here with like three things for the show. They're all great, but he buries the last thing. He's like, I got my MRI results. And we just stops.
Yeah, it's his thing, what he does.
Which makes you feel like it's not good news or it's good news.
No, it's good news. It better be good news the way he did it.
Yeah, I mean, it is good news. I will tell you
that. Share it.
Okay.
Share it, and then we'll talk about you.
As a two-line email from the doctor, he writes, Hi, Mr. Spiewak. Your MRI demonstrates known findings of cirrhosis. We knew this. Fortunately, there are no masses in the liver concerning for liver cancer at this time. We should plan to repeat an MRI in 6 months for liver cancer screening. Best, Dr. R. But what's great about that is that was the last thing that was a concern of his about what's going on in me. And so I'm clear until November now. That's good.
And would it be safe to say...
Are we
going
to have to go through this every 6 months?
No, I don't think so.
No, this was the I don't even want to know anymore.
This was the first...
If you get the big casino, die quietly.
Okay.
So cool.
This is the most hateful show
Can
ever.
You isolate that and send it to me, Pony, as a...
Die quietly.
As an MP3.
Let me ask you this.
Something lossless.
I'll get you the NFT.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know another show in America that would ever be over their friend being sick and getting updates, except for this show. We're
Let me
terrible
ask this.
Friends, but we love you.
I know.
You
love you too at times.
You So that is what they were checking for.
Yes. He was concerned about liver cancer.
You but never you, told they, us. He, this is the first time you're this saying is,
he,
this.
Well, he alluded to it. I'll give him credit. He alluded to it. You, but the
That's why they
liver
needed the
problem,
contrast. They needed the contrast to check for that.
Does, with your research or your doctor, or if you've even thought about it, your lifestyle changes reduce your risk for cancer going forward, correct?
Absolutely. For all okay. things. All things as far as that internal...
All health things yeah. by mm-hmm. Minding what you're eating and drinking helps you
and remember
chug
that
along, right?
The there's a sort of cursory rating that you can get for your liver based on blood work. And mine has gone from, I believe, when I was first diagnosed from a 14 to an 8.
Explain to the listeners what that
Please.
Is.
Okay,
what a 14 and an 8
okay,
is.
Okay, I think a 16 is the rating where you start shopping for a donor. And that's that,
and a 16 is what exactly?
It is a blood score that is tabulated from when you
indicating that it is high with bad stuff.
No, indicating that your liver is non-functioning. Your liver function is...
If it's lower, it's better.
It's better. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
And,
it's, so it's
16,
like 16 evil griblies. Your liver
right.
is
Sorry, kids.
Failing.
Right. And when I went in to... That's,
the moose
seriously,
out front should have told you.
The doctor right. said in the hospital to me, he says, that's when you get on LinkedIn and start looking for a donor at 16. I was,
is that where you effing have to go, I LinkedIn?
Think, I think he was joking at the time, but...
Oh, good time to joke, doc.
Everybody knows the action's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
yeah, you can do that shuffle dance that all the ladies do.
Tell everybody you need
a liver. So you are now...
At the most recent one, it was at a 14 when I was first diagnosed.
That's dangerous.
Critical.
That's dangerously high. And
first
after,
time I'm hearing that.
No, we've been through this before.
No, you just don't pay attention.
And then after 2 months of lifestyle change, it went down to an 8. And doctors said if you...
You reduced it by half.
The doctors said if you could get this to a 10, we'd be delighted. So when it came back as an 8, they were
You did
floored.
The work.
They were
you
absolutely
did the work,
floored.
Yeah.
The, this most recent scan is an 8.
No, this blood work is from a month ago. This was
It could be a 6 right
it's
now.
It's already happened.
Know.
So
okay.
The liver right. is doing... And you always hear that the liver is resilient. I'm not counting on that, but I'm hoping...
Yeah, now, I have heard both.
Yeah.
That there can be a level of regeneration and there can't be once you do the damage you get. Well, but you don't there it goes both ways, right? I don't know enough about it.
No.
You know more than I do.
I know that I have been told that in cases it does it's resilient, it can regenerate.
Kind of like the lungs come back after you quit smoking.
Yeah. But I'm not counting on that, as I said. I mean, it would be great if the function
But you are certainly making the lifestyle changes and have made the lifestyle changes, and now you can truly breathe a sigh of relief, even though you will probably be screened and checked
for
every
years.
6 months for the rest of your life.
Very
right?
likely, very likely. And so, okay. I mean, that's a small price to
can
pay.
Can you buy a group MRI package?
Like a Groupon?
No, not a Groupon, like a package.
Yeah, because, you know, with my many orthopedic situations. By the way, I was gimpy today. I had bad back
maybe
pain
that's
today.
The secret
a
couple of people told me you're just more careful, and when you're more careful you make better contact. Boom 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 boom
could
shakalaka
be. Could be
you know who knows That is wonderful news, and I think we
are
thrilled.
Very pleased to hear it.
This is, look, while it is not the finish line, it is the it is the finish line for where we started.
Yep, and I've been saying that all along, is that when I can get something positive from this doctor, that would be okay.
Oh.
What?
I'm happy.
You getting teary-eyed?
I'm happy, you dink.
No, yeah. stop.
I'm happy. Hold no, I'm really, really happy. Together. Now I want your performance to continue to improve.
Now that
show.
This weight is off
yeah,
your
well,
shoulders.
I was at a 14, and I'll get to an 8 on the show.
Yeah, that's
if I could get to a 10,
about.
Mike would be happy.
That's what I'm worried about.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Did you share this with your wife and kids?
I sent it to my wife. I would tell my kids tonight.
Oh,
I just found out
they'll
this
be
morning.
So happy.
Yeah. And it's
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's really, and you've done, and you
sorry,
really,
Pony.
Like, is it life? Why are you saying sorry, Pony?
He's like, I can't wait to get in that seat when Rob goes.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, that's what he wants.
Oh, sure.
You know, I did send out a little, message to everybody and kind of gave, the only love I really gave was to Matt Bloom.
That'll bite you on the ass, by the way.
I think it will.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
We'll
I'm not going to dispute that.
We'll see.
It's
but congratulations
already.
On that. Really,
yeah, we love you, man.
Look, you had the fear of death looking at you, but you still, there are people that die every day in America that had as many scares as you had and made the choice that they either couldn't handle where they continued lifestyles that contributed to their passing. I know many younger people than me that we've lost because of that, and it's a horrible situation.
It's an easy choice when you're surrounded by loved ones that you love right back.
Aww.
And
right.
That includes you guys and my family and everything. But it's so weird when I look back over it. March 17th was really when all this went down, St. Patrick's Day. And that's not that long ago. And to me, it seems like yesterday, and it seems like a thousand years ago. And it's just... It's a good feeling to know. I mean, I'm almost 6 months into this. Some miraculous changes in my body's shape and size, which are just nutty almost when I see it. I can't believe it. And I feel better. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless.
And congratulations on Charlie Burney making you part of his new photograph on social media.
Yeah. I thought that was nice.
I mean, that's amazing. Was that a posed picture?
Of course. We're not even wearing headphones, I don't think.
Okay. Because you're both going.
Yeah, he said, take a quick picture.
That was very different.
I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm still upset about that wardrobe I purchased. And then
keep in mind,
you got skinny.
The coats I still have.
What about the pants?
Pants I have, and they will be altered when I reach a stopping point.
All right, so we have the good news, which everybody can rejoice about with your health. Now, going forward, though, some reality. Here's a reality check. The go easy on Rob because he's in a health scare.
Over.
That is over.
Yes.
It'll be back to normal.
When did we decide that?
Okay,
I'm sorry. You're the boss. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. You're okay with that, aren't you?
I think the decision was actually made several weeks ago.
You might have noticed it. We were the most recent where you needed to get in and get another MRI. We were already using the current standards.
I understand.
Oscar has a list of going forward Robisms that he will be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with day to day work stuff.
No.
It is more of a way of living.
Yes.
It's a way of living your life in your work environment.
All right.
Several qualities that he'd like to see from you going forward.
Thoughtfulness.
Thoughtful. All right. So let me get the ding. All right. So happy. Well, I think he feigns happy, doesn't he? Usually.
Well, I want more from. I would love the bad news, like the bad news, as in, hey. I missed this, but we did this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess what scares me, and this is really pulling back the curtain, Mike, when you say everything's okay, that reminds you of the time when for years we sat next to each other and I was like, hey, that cough is kind of, you know, it's getting worse. Hey, your ankles look like they're about to break through your socks. Like all these small, you're like, oh, it's okay. Leave me,
I think the word you're looking for is... transparency. Doesn't have to be on the air, by the way.
No.
Just transparency with the people that care about
you. We were here
to
support you.
If my ankles got much bigger, they would have been transparent.
With the skin.
Yeah, you'd see the bone right through it.
Skin the bone. Nah, you wouldn't see the bone. You just see like
goo.
They look like the king on the dragon show. Yeah. That little spot that he's got.
I think if you sloshed around, you might see the bone.
Thoughtfulness was the other one.
Yes.
Thoughtfulness.
Yes.
Please explain that one for Mr. Spielberg.
Just in the manner of the show. We got that pirate ship on the guests on the program within a 2-hour window, right? Mm-hmm. I would, this goes for Pody as well. I would not want to be the only one that thinks about the program outside of when we're doing the show. Like, pick up the phone, book this man.
Understood. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Be thoughtful of your approach. Mm-hmm. Be proactive. Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Mindfulness.
Yes.
Mindfulness. Yeah. Anything else?
On my end, if you're going to bother me about something that's bad news, just take care of the problem. I don't need to hear about it.
What does that mean? What is that?
That means
exactly?
when we were, for example, I mean, we have a multi-million dollar state-of-the-art establishment here.
Podville Media in Washington, D.C.
It is
one of the gold standards.
Correct, correct.
The gold
business
standard.
Of pods.
And we are proud of it. If Matt ever gives you an answer that says, I don't know, I hope that works, don't come tell me, because my head is going to explode.
I understand.
It works. Mm. We spent the money. We've invested.
We're very excited
Lead
about it.
With a positive attitude. And if
Lots
he,
of plans if for this show
lit,
as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just tell him to be, Matt, you hear this? Be positive. You're always doom and gloom.
Are you spinning off onto Pony now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm spinning out. I'm derailing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Pony, I think you should get sick. They take it easy on you for
I
a couple
months. I think we can lump Pony and Robin into the same category in the mindfulness
Proactive.
Category.
Yeah.
About just, you know, when the doors close at the end of the day, I think that I personally would love to have more stuff thrown at me than stuff done for me. Does that make sense?
It does. Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. That would be very, very exciting. And,
also, any ideas go. Like, if you see something creative, send it out to
the
group text.
We had meetings about it. How we all wanted that to happen. Yeah. And I already sensed last week and into this week as well that we're having fun again.
Yeah.
And I want it to be where we need to be. And when you've been doing something a long time, that is that's exciting. But going forward, I think that I breathe a sigh of relief as well, because when you come close to somebody buying it, you know, you get and Rob, as look, I am rougher on Rob than anybody. He drives me insane. Mm-hmm. People know that listens to the but Rob is a joy to be around. And it is when you realize that might go away, it's tough on everybody,
feeling.
You know. And then, you know, and but what no, seriously, with you, what you know, because our personalities diverge in one crucial way, and that is you are passive and I am aggressive. And it is very frustrating for a person that, and by the way, in many cases, passive can work because you're not going to get people mad at you and you're going to be roll, but sometimes aggressive works. And so when you're waiting, it's just, it's not a good quality that I have.
Rather have bad news now, like quickly.
There was a lot of frustration going forward. And that was, you know, more concern over you than anything else.
It was
really that way. I mean, it's so refreshing to hear this because we kind of now go forward into the fall.
Like this, I feel,
and,
yeah.
Look, I know I'm being a jerk about this, but we're super happy. You've done the work. That doesn't just happen, man. You did it.
Well, you have to.
And
have
I'm
to.
Ripping the Band-Aid off for Rob Mayer. This is what I've helped me craft this.
Rob Mayer?
Mike. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like Rob's going to make it. We'll have to push Plan B for at least 6 months.
Good? Oh, because he wanted Rob Mayer to sit in my seat.
So is that okay?
Oscar,
you think that's thoughtful?
No, here's the deal. Now that
he's
I'm gonna better.
He's going to be disappointed because we had him ready to go.
Oscar, now that I'm better, if you need help crafting a joke, I'll help you.
I've sent it.
You see, you shouldn't have to explain it after the fact.
Okay.
What you would do is say, You know, it's great that Rob is better. There's one person who's sad, though. And then Mike says,
thank
who?
You.
And
thank he
said,
I ham-handed.
Rob Mayer. And he said, well, why is that? Well, I sent him this email. Yeah. And then it was good after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, everybody shut up.
So
we got to take a break. And we will be coming back with some news. And then later, I do want to discuss, if I can, and maybe find some sympathetic ears regarding my attractive bartender male-female discussion.
Okay.
I look forward to doing that. And we got some news coming up next. So thank you. Thank you, God, for Rob's health. Thank you for the United States of America, where I voted for free today.
Looking for a way to beat the heat? Then try a refreshing serving of the latest bonus show.
Merv, what are you doing?
I'm doing the show. Do you mind bringing me another one of these sodas, the special
Mom.
Ones I got?
I'm reading off the internet so I can sound smarter.
Did you see the new Papa John's bowl?
I was 2 pounds up when I woke up this morning.
Ooh, it's hitting me. This is my first one.
I didn't want to say anything, but I had to say something.
Mami, perdón, me están haciendo tomar, no quiero hacer esto, pero tengo que hacerlo.
Bolivian man with a giant soda buzz.
I'm the hammered one.
The TMOS bonus show has a taste that refreshes during this no-bummer summer. Get a subscription and laugh the day away at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mom, get off the internet.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Down here in Southwest Florida, I have to tell you, it is the surface of the sun. It is so hot. But we know how to hydrate, and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. I'm talking about Liquid IV. It is the best way to feel your best. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier. You put it in 16 ounces of water. It hydrates 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. They really got it right when they were thinking about these. Tropical Punch, I love that one. Lemon Lime is good. Concord Grape, Pina Colada.
Tangerine.
I love this. The strawberry's fantastic. It has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy, and it has cellular transport technology, CTT, the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. And by the way, when you have a little too much evening,
it works. I remember those days.
Oh, fantastic.
My flavor of the month is tangerine, Mike.
Tangerine.
To date, they've donated over 24 million services servings globally. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And Tommy Lee!
Tommy Lee!
Tommy Lee finally explained why he posted a picture of his genitalia all over social media. And it's probably exactly what you already figured out. He was wasted.
Yeah.
During the Motley Crue show in San Antonio on Sunday, he told the crowd, quote, "What's up?" No. He said, "A couple of weeks ago, we had like a 2-week break off the tour, and I went on an MFing bender, bro. A bender." Is he going to like be 80 and talk like that?
Sure.
Stones don't need to talk like that, you know? But anyway, "I got effing sideways as F and got naked and posted pictures of my penis."
This isn't breaking news, though. The guy's penis has been on the internet for years.
Yeah, but this was new.
Oh, fresh take?
Fresh penis.
Got it.
Then he tried to get guys in the audience to expose themselves. Sounds like fun.
That's weird.
One looked like he was about to do it, but his wife wouldn't let him. Was she like 60 now for the Motley Crue fans?
I haven't seen that happen in a concert audience since I saw Tony Bennett.
Hey, I want all you guys out there right now. I'm going to sing. I'm only going to sing "I Left My Heart in San Francisco" if you men drop trout. Come on now. Show me what you got. Show me your Schwan stickers, boys.
Whoa.
Hey, Tony Bennett, show me your junk.
Drought conditions in L.A. are so bad right now, it's scary. Yeah. A word, by the way, that is used in the news far too often.
It is.
But not everyone cares. The Los Angeles Times reports that Kim Kardashian, her sister Courtney Kardashian, Kevin Hart, Sylvester Stallone, and Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are among the area's biggest water wasters. They've all received notices that they have surpassed 150% of their monthly water budget at least four times since restrictions were put in place. Kevin went 519% over in June, while Dwayne and Gabrielle were 1,400% over during that same month.
Nobody likes
family out there, right?
Likes
and
brown
I can't
grass.
Hear you because I just kicked my headphones.
No worries.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'll be right back with you. You guys got to talk
there's
about
a,
this.
There's a drought in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, there's nothing more off-putting than walking out to a yard that you know the grass is green, usually, and it's yellow.
Yeah, but luckily your house, you could water the grass with a bottle of Evian.
Yeah, but my grass is dying at all times.
Yeah,
that's true. That's fine. The Northeast, it's interesting for me because, the West Coast, because a big part of the economy is landscaping.
Sure.
Right? And, like, are you going to turn that side of or those automatic sprinklers off? I just don't know.
Yeah,
how
but haven't you moved?
It.
You lived in Arizona too.
Yeah.
And in Arizona,
zero
don't they
skate.
Go with the rock garden?
Yeah, we do the rock garden or the artificial turf. I actually got a quote for my little patch out back, my sole patch of grass for artificial turf. Because I said, this thing's just dying and brown all the time. What are we going to do here?
Well, I think that down here in Florida, we're pretty moist. Down here, we have rainy season.
Yeah. Right. It's wet
but even
all
now,
the time.
We've just flipped like a light switch.
Gross.
And we've gone a few days. We get the thunderstorms, but they're spotty. But it's interesting.
It's so dry up here, Mike. I saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog.
It is so dry. It is so dry. I saw a robin going into a local CVS to buy Vagisil. Hi-ho. Kim Kardashian was also named one of the biggest offenders when it comes to private jet emissions. I bet she
is
has
that,
some
is that code?
Too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Are we buying carbon credits? Like, can't you just buy them online now?
You mean so she makes up for what
she
pollutes?
I think
pollutes?
Anybody can, right?
Yeah, I think
it's like Bitcoin.
She has reportedly expelled
Internet.
More
TikTok.
Than 4,200 tons of carbon emissions over 57 flights so far this year.
Yeah.
So that sucks, and they got to get their act together. Selfish celebrities.
You know
here's
what they
a
say?
Celebrity.
Courtney is the she's the Kardashian with the emissions.
Emissions. Keanu Reeves, he's a good guy. He really is John Wick, a producer for the franchise. He gets the best publicity, doesn't he? Great PR. Said Keanu has done 90% of his own stunts in the first four movies of John Wick. This stat comes from a new book all about the series called They Shouldn't Have Killed His Dog.
Mm.
To put Keanu's badassery into perspective, he turns 58 next week.
Wow.
The first John Wick came out in 2014, making him like 49 or 50 when he started the series. So, yeah, he's been doing all this stunt work throughout his 50s.
Ageless.
Kind of like Tom Cruise does the same thing.
I like
with
him.
The
he's a good
stunt
guy.
Work, which is cool. You charge your phone overnight. We all do. I do it. Everyone charges their phone overnight. The Pope charges his phone overnight. Mm. And guess what? We're all doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yes.
According to some tech expert from ZDNet, it's bad for your battery to charge your phone all night. Even though modern phones charge in a smart way, they're still keeping the battery warmer than room temperature through the night, which is bad for the battery over time. So, instead, here's how they say, this is going to be complicated, I bet. Hmm. Here's how you're supposed to charge your phone on an average day to max out your battery's life. Charge it for about 30 to 45 minutes in the morning when you wake up. Yeah, that's great if you've got 30 to 45 minutes in the morning to lollygag around while your phone, right?
Do it while you're making your breakfast.
Yeah, you're letting the sun wake you up.
Sure.
Then charge it for another 30 minutes in the mid-afternoon to get it around 80%. Oh, bite me.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
You're being more polite than I would be.
They say that way your phone is spending less than 2 hours a day on chargers, a lot less time than if you charge it overnight. No, I'm going to still charge it overnight.
I've got the hack, Mike.
What's that?
You can take your your phone that you think you need a new because the battery might be dying
or it doesn't,
the charge doesn't last long, and it's a brand new phone, it still works, take it to the Apple store, pay $75 for a new battery, it'll be like a brand new phone.
There you go. Throw money at it. I like that.
Yeah, but that's
better than $1,000 for a new phone.
Yeah, but it lets them win. I don't like
old
that.
Gold bricks over there. You know.
I have an older phone than you do.
Yeah.
Do they do car batteries too? Because I need a car battery. Will they do that?
I have an iPhone -1.
It's big, right?
If you just bought plane tickets yesterday, get ready to kick yourself. Today is National Cheap Flight Day. When ticket prices tend to start dropping ahead of the holidays, gas prices are down from earlier this summer, which helps, but it's mainly because kids are back in school, so the summer travel season is over. Airlines like to keep flights as full as possible to maximize profits, so this sounds like Tesh, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
So historically, August 23rd is when they tend to start cutting prices to increase demand. I'm John Tesh. I fly private. With Kim Kardashian's emissions.
Do you have emissions, John Tesh?
I have terrible, terrible liverwurst emissions.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's
no.
Really kicking it old school if you're going to have Braunschweiger.
Yeah, Braunschweiger. A website that tracks this stuff says prices peaked around June 15th.
Yeah.
And by the end of July, they've already dropped 20%.
Mm.
They should dip a little more by the end of August, but they won't be too cheap for long. So are they teasing us when they say today's the cheap day or the end of August because I got a flight that I got to book for next year that's going to be expensive and I'm trying to time it the right way?
I think today,
and,
today's
the day.
Yeah.
Today, do it today?
Today's
do it today.
Day. I'm doing this in real time. I'm seeing what a flight to Boston would look like on Friday
right,
compared to what a flight to Boston was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's pulling up as we speak.
What is that, like a time
machine? It is much
machine?
Cheaper. Oh, my God.
By how much?
Okay.
It is $100 cheaper already.
They usually start to go back up around the end of September as we start gearing up for the holidays.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Man,
sure
we got really,
be nice
really
to,
got
yeah,
worked.
If you're planning some travel, hopefully we'll have an announcement.
It's $100 cheaper than it was 2 weeks ago.
There you go. Thank you. And now a little something, something. Here's what happens when you try to play Grand Theft Auto in real life. There's a guy in southern Indiana. He tried to carjack multiple people last Friday night, but ended up getting hit by a car instead. Not once, but twice.
Mm.
And it wasn't a car twice. It was a car and a truck. Cops in Evansville, Indiana, got a call about some sort of fight. It turned out that a guy was trying to take someone's truck. But when the police got there, he gave up and ran out into the road looking for another car to steal. That's when the first car hit him. And luckily, he wasn't seriously hurt. He got right back up. But then while cops were trying to help him, he jumped up, ran out into the road again looking for another car, and got hit a second time. This time, he got nailed by a semi.
Ooh.
But somehow, he still wasn't seriously injured. They took him to a hospital to get checked out. He was fine. And then they took him to jail. The man's name?
Yes.
Wile E. Coyote. We watch Looney Tunes in the American household. Yeah. We do.
It was an Acme like truck, an Acme was, brand truck.
Yeah, the one time he stood in front of an asphalt truck that just paved over him completely. And then the Roadrunner came up and went, meet, meet. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be right back with another segment on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
I love the Condo Bob promo.
Got a wife named Kathy and a son named Rob. He's retired now. He doesn't miss that job. Says hey to the ladies that are in the mob. And everyone around knows Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
To Condo Bob!
Condo Bob!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Weight loss isn't always just about decreasing the number on your morning weigh-in. It can be a lifestyle choice. Noom Weight is ready to help. Noom Weight, psychology-based approach, gives you the knowledge and support to build lasting results. Noom Weight lets you build more sustainable habits and behaviors. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 3.6 million people lose weight. Your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. The program is based on scientific principles like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to help you understand your relationship with food. It's amazing how flexible the program is, which really works for me. Here's a fact. I recently recommitted to Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. She's never looked better. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Very enlightening, very educational. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS, and it doesn't take that long to do it. In the morning is when I do it, while I'm sitting there making my breakfast. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. All right, I wanted to talk about this yesterday. I'll talk about it today.
All right.
This could be me getting old and jealous or whatever, but I've noticed this for a very, very long time. And I didn't notice it in my own joint, but good-looking bartenders, you know?
Like and guys or gals?
It can be either. Mm-hmm. It can be either. But maybe it's easier if I simply tell you what I'm looking for in a bartender, all right? When you go into a bar and you're sitting there and you want to have a cocktail, and say you walk in by yourself, or say you're just a couple and you're looking to have a little social interaction.
Yes.
It's really imperative to me. The great image of the ideal bartender is, to me, someone who engages the patrons.
Sam Malone.
Somebody who's, what's that?
Sam Malone.
Cheers. Yeah, everybody knows your name. You go in there and you deal with that.
There's no way he was turning a profit.
No, he's just giving away the beers. Yeah.
The disinterested, I've got glasses to clean, I'm not giving you the time of day bartender, usually to me, I have to say this, more often than not, exists in the pretty people, you know, where they're just so used to being, having their ass kissed and being fawned over that they don't. And then now the guy, Carl and I went to dinner on Saturday night, went to another joint, and we were sitting there, and the guy wasn't a dick per se, but he had that I'm a good looking bartender vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where, yes, he's engaging with you, but to the bare minimum.
How good looking?
Fit.
Did he resemble anyone famous?
He had a little Momoa in him, probably.
Okay.
A little Jason Momoa.
Not
to a degree.
Like
a and I say that only because he had facial hair and he was
in shape.
He was in shape.
Yeah.
And then there was a
cast in what is it?
Aquaman?
The Thunder Down Under.
Oh,
the review.
Dancing
review?
Yeah. You could easily put him in that. And next to him is a very attractive young lady who was not our bartender, but she was. And then she came into the picture later on and was very engaging.
Did she also look like Jason Momoa?
No, she was very attractive. Yeah. Strikingly attractive.
Striking, really.
And then, I don't know, Carla got this information out that, of course, who was she dating?
The other guy.
Good-looking boy.
Of course.
Because, I mean, of course, right,
Rob?
That's the guy.
That?
Of course.
Huh?
Because he's such a dick.
That's easy math.
What's that?
That's easy math.
Yeah.
It is easy math.
And
it is easy math.
He's lazy, so he's hitting on people at work.
Yeah, and he's a little longer than the tooth than she is.
Sure.
Like, you know, and I certainly can't throw rocks at that scenario.
Well,
but,
no.
You
didn't hit on anyone at your job.
But here's the thing. She was an attractive bartender who had an interesting story about the college she went to and where she was and what her plans were. And she was very open and engaging and interesting to listen to because I like to listen as well as talk. Whereas, you know, Johnny Steel from the Cradle over here, you know, I'm just looking around, catching a look in the cocktail shaker to see if my hair is in the right place, Dick.
How are you this jealous at this level of success and fame and happiness? This is wild.
No, he's not jealous. He wants good service, and he has found a correlation between a bad bartender and a good-looking person. And this needs to be stopped.
No, when I am sitting, hold on a second. You are indicating something that is so wrong. I would be jealous if, A, I was in the
market.
In the same demographic, And B, if you want it. No, and you can't say in the market. Listen to me. What are you looking at? Pay attention. In the market would be, I would not be in the same demographic if I was in the market. If I was single, what I want is when I'm at a restaurant and I am engaging with someone and patronizing their venue where they are employed, I would like to have genuine interactions and not kind of disinterested. And by the way, let me say one last thing about this, okay? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of young people out there pretend that old people don't exist.
Can I give you a different lens to look at this through?
Yeah, we'll go right ahead.
He probably thought that this young lady was having a wonderful dinner with, you know, her father, and he didn't want to impose.
So he left
you guys alone.
Eating. We were not eating. We were having an after-dinner drinky-poo.
Aperitif.
He made a hell of an old-fashioned, though. He really did.
Maybe that's what
was his base liquor?
Bullet rye.
Very nice choice. Very nice choice.
But anyway, no, it's just, I
used
to
drink.
And it doesn't, you know what? That's what he'll be doing that forever now.
Oh, God.
This is, I think you take out the good-looking fact. This can be any bartender.
Okay.
And a good one will always be, I like people to be,
Was the place slow?
Are they responsible for entertaining me? It was totally slow.
Okay.
Like deceased slow.
So was the bartender. I want to tell you.
Well, no. And I looked at my wife and I said, what time's this place closed? She said 10:30. I said, so I guess they're wrapping things up for 2 hours you know what I mean? Where it's just busy.
Maybe he's just a mimbo.
Stuff. What's that?
A mimbo, a male bimbo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, to me, it doesn't matter whether you're good looking or not good looking, whether you're male or female, engage your customer.
That's what
That's
you want.
That's what the game is.
Did you tip,
industry.
Did you tip him?
What's that?
Did you tip him?
Of course I tipped. No, I stiffed him.
I don't
of course
know.
I tipped
I'm just
him.
Trying to find some variables.
Well, I didn't tip him because he wasn't nice to me. I mean, you know, and my wife agreed, by the way. So it was both of us. And, you know, she, look, I get it if somebody's going to give me the cold shoulder, but her, my wife, when she's got her, you know, dress up outfit
doesn't
on.
Doesn't she get enough attention? You know? You guys are so needy.
I'm not needy. I'm asking for a decent amount of service
industry. Yeah, that's
By
all
the way,
he wants.
Where we ate
yes.
at the kitchen bar thing where you one of those restaurants where you look over at the guys cooking.
Yeah.
I'm doing I'm such a rube. You know, with that thing they cook, what's that called? A stove? and the engagement was he didn't say anything particularly witty, but he had a demeanor that reminded me of a great stand-up comic. Mm. And he just had
good at his job.
A fun way. And there was just total interaction. The kitchen staff with the wait staff, with the bartenders talking, going on. It was like a show was going on because they were all, I think they were extraordinarily well-treated in this particular restaurant. And they were all very happy. And then somebody said to me, I think it was the guy next to me, said, most of the people have been with this guy, the owner who was in the kitchen cooking for multiple years because I guess he treats people well.
That's a really good sign. That's a really good sign.
Sponsoring
there. I don't know what. But I mean, you both must have had bad service experiences
before.
Well,
I don't like good-looking people. So I'm with you.
Mike. A hot waitress or bartender, guy or girl or waiter, that guy's a dreamboat. And that gal's they get so much attention. It's for the same reasons that we're like, well, you know, I've just done the math. Like, if you're not engaging with me, it's probably because you've never had to make that effort and you still make money.
Let me offer this.
Yes.
Don't you think that if you have one of those pretty people that would go not the, it doesn't have to be the extra mile. It can be the extra 13 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that they would triple, double what they need?
Yes, of course.
I equate to the bottle service that we used to get in Vegas or we would get in Phoenix. And a good friend of mine, Michael Corleone, shared something along these lines.
Okay.
Is that they'll flirt with you, and then they'll feign interest, for the paycheck at the end, right?
Right.
This like crazy bottle service comes with a crazy tip.
Right.
If you're wrapping up at the end of a slow evening, you're essentially the barnacle at the bar. Like they want you to leave so they can close up.
Wow, Mike, he called you a barnacle.
This barnacle was a little discouraged when he walked out of that.
Yeah.
You know? And then Mrs. O'Mara, I'll rat her out here after a full dinner, sit down dinner at a nice restaurant. Mrs. O'Mara took us to McDonald's.
Oh.
Wow.
She wasn't full.
Was it your cheat day?
And then yelled at me for being going off my diet when she was the one that dropped the bomb.
Mm.
Was it for dessert or did you get
a full
savory
meal?
Foods?
Might have been a Big Mac might have ended up in my belly on Saturday night.
Wow.
There you go. Now I ratted myself out. Yeah. There we go.
Carly got some
spicy chicken sandwich. Don't get the chicken at McDonald's.
Was the person who served your Big Mac good looking?
Oh, a dreamboat. Boat. We have to take a break. We'll come back with something, as we always do. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, pretty people. Was there any chance that the general manager thought that you were Mark's husband?
I am out of my mind.
South Beach, Miami comes to Richmond, Virginia, as we look in on Twitch and Rob's birdcage.
Yoo-hoo, here I am, bag lady.
I got a pork roast for dinner.
See the couple as they struggle with how to portray their loving relationship.
You know everything because you're a man, and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
How about those dolphins?
They're like any modern family.
With one tiny difference.
Well, not tiny.
Along with her faithful butler, Pony Boy.
I never wear shoes because they make me fall down.
Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and never miss a minute.
I pierced the toast.
Well, it'll be bunk beds, but we'll both be on the top bunk.
I understand.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Come join the family.
Bravo!
He pierced the toast, Mike.
That's a birdcage promo. Love I don't it. Think we've ever had one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I love that. Way to go. The Amato Twitch Studios are rocking. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our good friends at Solo Stove. Now's the best time of year to enjoy some beautiful evenings out of doors. And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your backyard moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge the campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. Because there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. And guess what? Right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize efficiency and minimize smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. They're so confident that you'll love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, you can get big discounts on all fire pits during Solo Stove summer sale. Use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of their incredible summer sale discounts. We all love Solo Stove. Welcome back to the show. I think Rob and I both got a look at the HBO Enter the Dragon.
Yes.
Dragons Are Us. Game of Dragons. House of the Dragons. The story of the Tarkanians.
Yeah.
Jerry Tarkanian, the former coach of the Las Vegas University, UNLV.
They love to gamble.
Yes.
It's his
origin story.
Don't know.
Nice pull, by the way.
What's that?
The sports.
Yes, thank you. Tarkanian.
Impressive. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I stayed with it.
I did too.
But a little dialogue heavy, right? Little dialogue heavy. Little weighted, back weighted a little bit, a little too back weighted, but I suppose they have to establish stuff. Full of whisper actors.
Oh my God, I couldn't hear a damn thing.
Whisper actors are taking over Hollywood, and I'm not having it. I'm not having whisper actors.
Did you watch
actors.
It with closed captioning?
I probably switched to that at a certain point.
Yeah.
The DirecTV audio feed. Carla, by the way, for my birthday, I don't know if I mentioned this, got me Air Max headphones.
Cool.
The Apple headphones that you get.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Just like Bob Hope.
Yeah, like Bob Hope, who was old and couldn't hear.
Yeah, but those Apple, was it the Pod Max?
AirPod Max.
AirPod Max.
Yes.
They're phenomenal.
Shannon, and you really know when...
Those are the ones that they're good looking.
So I got the streaming service of your HBO Max, and then I've got the DirecTV where I recorded it. So I put it on the DirecTV.
You linked the Bluetooth headphones.
And right? The DirecTV, and you get the real sense of what... And this is the dialogue off of DirecTV, you know?
The house of euphoria will be coming to TV.
And then I turned it on the app. And it's like, da 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 da. So I don't know what that has to do with anything, but pretty good. Except I'm not comfortable with the borderline kiddie porn, you know. The princess, she's too young for the grown man to be lusting after her like that.
I was worried about that too, so I Googled she's 22, but she does portray young.
She's in real life, she's 22.
Yeah, because I had the same thought. Remember
Arya Stark from the first one? Like everyone was making.
I didn't like that either.
But I didn't even catch that. Like that didn't even cross my.
I think one of the problems with the new princess is she has a mouth like she has braces, but she doesn't have braces.
Well, they didn't have braces.
I totally agree with the mouth thing.
You know what I mean? She looks like.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, it is. It's a teenager. It's very common among a teenage boy somehow.
Right.
It's that look. Right. Like there's braces in there somehow. But I was back and forth on it until the jousting scene.
All the jousting scenes were incredible.
Jousting scenes is what sucked me in. But when it was all said and done, I told Oscar this before the show, I could have given you all the plot that was established in two sentences. They didn't achieve enough in it. It was
but
good
a
to
great
look at.
Villain was born.
Yes.
We have a great villain. Mm-hmm. The uncle. I mean, we have a perfect villain who may have been Prince Philip in The Crown too. I think he played Prince Philip in The Crown.
Deep cut.
Was his hair different in The Crown?
Let me see this.
His hair was different.
Otto Hightower.
Yeah, he had the exact same hair.
Yeah.
That beautiful white hair.
Beautiful.
I thought it was good. I like the king. Yeah. I like the king.
You like the sore on his back?
The sore, that nasty sore that's not healing.
Do you know? You know what I mean now by not having to fast forward through that?
Yeah, I didn't fast forward, but I did not enjoy it.
It was
the scene was horrible.
It was.
It was nasty. But now we have the drama, and I think she's it, right? This is going to be her show. She's going to be queen throughout this whole run, will they bring another actress in?
From what I was able to determine, she will be replaced by an older version of herself later in the season.
Oh, excellent poll. Okay, fantastic. Now
that's
I know.
That's my understanding. Now, I mean, there's a million things out there, but that's
I'm okay
what
with that.
Yeah.
I'm
I hope
okay
she has a
that.
Different mouth.
The actor's name is Matt Smith.
That's
is that
fake,
the guy that plays the uncle?
Yes, the uncle.
Yeah, it was not bad. I mean, it was not bad. It's not GOT. It really isn't. But I think potential is there.
I'll come back to it.
He was Philip in The Crown.
He was Philip in The Crown, Prince Philip. Yeah.
He's Paul.
Prince Philip gets a lot of crap on these dramas.
Can we be fair to this, you know, what is it, spinoff? It's not prequel. It's not Joey from Friends.
No, it's better than Joey.
It's better
and
than Joey.
It is,
put that on the poster.
Look, I'm just saying that it didn't. I thought it was a little dialogue. When Rob says that you could have established the plot a little quicker, I think you could have. And it was an awful lot of yamma, yamma, yamma to get that plot established where. I think they could have done, but I like it. You were right about the gratuitous violence.
Yes,
it had the right amount of big sexy to happen in there. Although not as committed to that as they were in Game of Thrones. You know, Game of Thrones. I think they had like a little perv commission there that wanted to get those really nice looking people on camera that were naked. And on this one, it was kind of like,
it's still early.
It's still early, and I think a lot of fun could happen.
You guys
seem
down on it.
Would you like to know how...
You oversold it, I think.
Ugh. Great.
The king's going to die. That's She's right. going to take over.
Well, I just rub Neosporin on that little cut. He'll be okay.
Neosporin. She's going to go to war with her uncle, maybe?
Maybe.
We're going to have that happen. She's going to go to war with her uncle. She's going to have a love interest with that jouster that beat the uncle.
Yes. I think
they're
that's
gonna
valid.
Form a little bit that of, dreamboat. Yeah. of yeah. an alliance. I could do without the other handmaiden there.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything for me. Sorry.
Well,
I didn't
she's the grenade.
She's the grenade. But yeah. she shouldn't be the grenade. She should be equally, if it's Game of Thrones,
yeah.
she's gonna be someone who stands on her own two
she'll
feet.
She'll end up being her stepmother.
An evil
you
stepmother?
Think so?
Whoa. Power
oh,
dynamics.
Because that's right. Yeah. Oscar's right.
Yeah.
Because in that, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't
know.
Seen
we're
it
just,
yet, turn it
we're
down.
Just fans
we're speculating
about the show.
Here.
Yeah.
Speculation.
But didn't,
it's like the power
didn't her, didn't the handmaid's, you know,
yeah,
father kind of say.
Have a, you know, look-see.
Go see the king. He's very, yeah. very distraught.
Yeah. yeah.
Nothing seems
he's working on his model train.
I like when they put the balls in the... In the holder when they have a meeting. I think that was nice when they would sit down to like.
Yeah, it's kind of like a placeholder, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So they're going to play pool afterwards.
It looks as big budget as anything I've ever seen. You have to admit
is it
that.
Is it supposed to be a dragon egg? Is that what it's supposed to symbolize? Is that
I
what
don't
is?
Think it is. Is it a dragon egg, Oscar?
I think it is. Mike, you know what? You know more about this than you're putting
I don't
on.
Know. I'm just guessing. Pony, yeah. you're a big nerd.
Yeah, you're a fantasy fan.
Did you watch it?
I haven't had any time to watch it yet, but it looks good. I think they
ask you a question.
I'm so busy.
What are you doing at home?
I don't want to talk about it.
Never mind. Okay, moving on.
I haven't even had enough time to do that.
Gotta rearrange my dolls tonight.
That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Town of Sound is coming.
Play with
right
my
here.
Dragon
yes.
eggs
yes.
on the Mike O'Meara Dragon eggs. Oh,
Pony's dragon.
Oh, I gotta know what happens when a dragon egg comes out. Yeah, I got
time.
A chance to use that right in the first. We'll take a break. Come back with the Town Sound right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Eh, large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man. He's all best. He does.
He's wonderful. I love the man. I'm making fun because
He's
I love. I kid
guy.
Because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's only one Robert Wood. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Now is a great time for families to learn and explore together. KiwiCo delivers monthly crates full of science and art projects, perfect for kids of all ages who want to keep their imaginations active and away from computer and
yes.
phone screens. What to do, what to do. How about KiwiCo? Build stomp rockets and kites, explore the science of trees, or engineer your own coin-eating robot. Your child will have fun learning with super cool hands-on projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo gives them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections to the broader world. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. Michael loves KiwiCo, and I love watching him discover new things. Start a new learning adventure every month with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS.
Sound.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Yes, Oscar, you had something to
a
say before we start with Sound
and answer
Town.
Your question about the balls.
Balls.
Oh, okay.
This from the showrunners. Everybody shows up for work and they punch in. I guess one of these table scenes are so hard to write.
Right.
That they want to add texture and some dynamic, like checking in or clocking in.
Okay.
So when the ball goes in the holster, it means it's showing formality as like, I'm here.
So
I'm checking
in. So
it's
not an egg.
It's not an egg.
Oh, I wanted to
Can
be
I
an
take
egg.
1 second? Because I know we've got plenty of time
please,
for
sure,
Sound Town. Just to get a laugh.
Yeah.
Michael! Come here, Michael. Come here for a minute. So this show I watched last night, it's a show called House of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have a meeting of the council in House of the Dragon, you know how they know they're going to start the meeting? They put their balls on the table. Yes. Okay. See you later.
They're really flexible.
There you go. Get out. Show me. Yeah, no, not show me. Show me.
What?
There you go. I don't know.
It's wow. His, he can't
balls
watch
right
that.
Now. Yeah. Balls are the funniest thing in his world right now. What? Come here. What? 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 Oh, okay. The babysitter's here.
No, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, she doesn't laugh at that.
Ow, don't hit me. Ow!
God!
Man, go. That hurts. It hurt your hand? Ow! Ow! Go.
Mike, do you need to hold up a copy of today's newspaper or anything? Are you okay?
It's going to be 16 and beating you.
I know.
I expected the really goofy laugh. My apologies. He usually shows his teeth because it's bald.
Okay. Babysitter.
It's nine. It's what they do. All right.
Oscar Santana.
Yes, sir.
Good guy.
Okay, guy.
Send me a TikTok this morning, and he just said, so tone deaf, and I had to share it with you guys, is that Jared Kushner, his book is number one, ostensibly, on the Amazon charts, and he got congratulations for it. Until you analyze it, check out this review of the fact that his book is at number one.
Jared Kushner's book, A White House Memoir, was released, and Ivanka Trump congratulated him on Twitter for being the number one bestseller on Amazon. And two things happened. @librarian_420 says, go water your mother. Like, I had to be revived after that. He's the number one bestseller of books in the United States executive government category. Before this week? Because I don't think it was, and you cannot convince me it was. The number of competing books on the United States executive government list cannot be many. So then I went back to look and see, and now it's number one bestseller in international diplomacy. What kind of books are on that list? So the first three on the international diplomacy list are versions of his book. And the fourth is The Prince, written by Machiavelli in the 16th century. What a highly competitive category this is.
He did beat Machiavelli.
That's funny. He did beat Machiavelli. They're conjuring.
But at every turn,
old radio trick.
It's
old radio trick.
It's conjuring.
Yeah. That's an old radio trick, you know? I mean, that's you just make it sound like you're bigger than you are.
Exactly.
That's what people do. He's a carny. He's a carny, and he married a carny's daughter. Mm. I mean, come on now. The apple doesn't fall far from the brother-in-law's tree.
All right. Mike, we're going to do some geographic references here. And I'll start this one by saying, meanwhile, in Georgia, if you go to Walmart, just be careful.
Okay.
If you're at a Georgia Walmart.
He had a loaded firearm that was not in a holster in his waistband that fell. He attempted to grab the firearm and while handling the firearm, discharged it, struck himself in the leg. The bullet ricocheted and subsequently struck three other patrons that were inside the business.
God. I can't believe anybody would walk around carrying a gun without a holster anyways. Regardless of the laws, that doesn't make sense.
They're going to be okay, and I love the fact that that spokesman is bothered that the man doesn't have a holster.
Yeah,
bringing a gun to Walmart.
Probably not a good idea to bring it in the first place, Wyatt, okay? Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, in Florida, a man was pulled over for meth, and he thought that once he was being frisked, the way to get rid of the meth would be to drop it and let it go under the cop's car. And the cops see it drop, and my favorite part of this is when you hear the girlfriend say, uh-oh.
Put your hands behind your back, door down. He just dropped a bag, and it looks like dope.
Oh, man.
You're obviously not free to go.
Oh, man, you didn't have to drop it on the floor next to the cop.
Now
one more time.
Ruined.
One more time.
Put your hands behind your back, door down. He just dropped a bag, and it looks like dope.
Obviously not.
Willard, you did it again. And oh, God.
Meanwhile, in South Carolina, I believe all these states touch. They're going to fix the problem with low student self-esteem by offering belts to students that have sagging pants.
We realized that kids were coming to school without a belt. With your pants sagging, that shows a negative attitude towards you. So we want to teach the children, if you want to be respected, and if you want respect, then you have to give it.
But that is really just an excuse to bring back General Larry Pratt.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground, giddy up, hey, get your pants off the ground.
Okay. So get your pants off the ground.
Oh, great throwback.
Demi Lovato got her start as a Disney star. You know, she's on the Disney Channel. And they asked her if she had any advice for aspiring kids that wanted to be Disney stars. I thought her answer surprised me.
It's more important to have a personal life than it is to have a career at that age. I think that's what got lost in the era of Disney when I was in it. We were all working so hard, running ourselves into the ground. If you want to be a teenager, be a teenager. And if you want to do this for a living, maybe wait a little bit till you're older so you can like have life experience under your belt, because I think that's what sometimes we miss as like child stars.
So I'm getting stay away from the Disney Corporation.
Watch out, baby.
Yeah, but I mean, almost every child star turns out screwed up. And you have to wonder about it.
It's a terrible track record.
Yeah.
And usually what goes along with it, you have to have a family structure over there that has to be a little effed up because you're shoving your kids out there.
A cartoon-sized butterfly net with a good lawyer.
That's true.
I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff. It is.
You know who seems to have dodged it is Selena Gomez with that show, The Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
She's a producer on it, and she's fantastic in it.
She's done very well.
She's done very, very well. And let's close with this, Mike. Jimmy Kimmel's on vacation this week. Last night, he was the substitute was Lamorne Morris. He played Winston on New Girl. Very funny guy. Very funny show. And he's got the update on Brittany Griner, who, of course, was locked up for the marijuana oil, right?
Are you guys following the drama with WNBA star Brittany Griner?
Yeah,
it's crazy, right? Russia has sentenced Griner to 9 years in prison for possession of cannabis oil. That's right, cannabis oil. But help is on the way because Dennis Rodman says he's going to Russia to negotiate her release. Oh, my gosh. That's like getting kidnapped and then being told, don't worry, Flavor Flav is on the case.
That's all I got today, Mike.
We got to get out of here, everybody. We'll be back with a new episode tomorrow. Want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget our bonus show. We don't talk about it enough, but it's there every single week for you. And you can go grab it at MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I there's no words. No words. No words.
Oh, 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 man, oh, oh, that's awful.
I deeply regret this moment, and I solicit your prayers and your forgiveness